Cool. So, hey, everybody. My name is Rob Wormald. I'm a developer advocate at Google on the Angular team. If you watched me do this talk on Wednesday, I'm not doing the same talk, so that's good for everybody. Watch the talk I did on Wednesday, because it talks a lot about kind of philosophically why we use TypeScript at Google, kind of over different tooling, things like that. But I got off stage and I thought it was actually kind of boring, so this time we're just going to just do live coding, right? I'm not going to have a bunch of slides and talk at you for 20 minutes. We're just going to write some code, because that's the best way to show you why we do what we do. So what is Angular? Angular is a framework for building web applications. Normally, these demos I would do with things like Firebase, because I'm a Googler, right? And we have all our Firebase things. But we're at Build, so I thought I'd probably kind of play on the right team. And we're going to do some stuff with the Open Graph API today to kind of see how. And that's all written in TypeScript as well, so it integrates really nicely. One of the cool things you'll see is that I don't know anything about the Open Graph API. Like, this was an idea we came up with about an hour ago. So the nice thing about this is I know how to use Angular, but I don't know anything about Open Graph. I don't know about the models, about the schemas, anything like that. And this is where TypeScript really comes into its own. So I'll look maybe professional, or maybe this may just be a big flaming mess, and we'll see what happens, right? But so who in the audience is using Angular today? Not many, half of you, cool. That's Angular 1, raise your hands. Angular 2, raise your hands. Excellent, we like to see that. So if you haven't seen Angular 2 before, we have kind of two main concepts in Angular, and I'm not going to dive too deeply into this, but we have what we call modules. Modules are containers, they're a way to organize your application. We have components, so this is an Angular component. It's got a decorator there. We've got a selector that says, right, this is the thing we want to call it. It's got a template, it's got some styles, so we can do shadow DOM, we can do style scoping this way. And then this is just a regular TypeScript class that we're actually going to do work in here. So I'm going to pull this out. One of the things we have in Angular is our CLI. So I'm going to go ahead and boot up my CLI here. I'm going to say ng serve. So this is Angular's command line tool. This does test, this does build, this does deployment, this does all the things you could possibly want to do. It's got live reload, it's got all that cool stuff. So it just takes a second to spool up here. We're running in kind of dev mode, so nothing's really optimized. We're not doing minification here. We're optimized for speed of development at this point. So you can see it does a build, builds a bunch of stuff. And if I open up my browser, I very cleverly named this ngmail, right? Because we're Angular and we're Gmail. So this is a totally empty application. There's no logic in it. Doesn't really do anything yet. And basically, we've just got a toolbar. So what I want to do is see if in the 17 and a half remaining minutes I have, if I can talk to the Open Graph API, get a list of my mail that I have in this account, and be able to sort of navigate from a list view to a detail view to have a look at, you know, the detail of a message box. So we're going to build like a very, very simple email browser in hopefully 17 minutes. So we always start with an app component. So this is my root component. It gets booted. Move back a bit closer. And if you look at my index.html here, so this is my home page. I've got an app root here. So this app root component basically matches up with this app root here. And then the template, so this is the app component template. And you can see I've just got my MD toolbar in here. This is material design from Angular. And just a little bit of basic, simple HTML, right? There's no binding. There's nothing really interesting happening here. This is just HTML. So Angular's job is to take this HTML, this CSS, if I was any good at CSS, and I'm not, so I'm not even going to try, and that TypeScript class, and compile it into a single unit that can be shipped out to the browser. So let's look at that HTML. Now, really what we want when we look at this page is we want this toolbar to stay where it is, and then as we navigate around the app, right, there's this big hole in the middle that we want to fill with something as we navigate. So in Angular, we have a router. So we'll start with our router outlet. First, notice that I'm getting type completion here. We'll come back to this in just a second. But I'm in an HTML template getting type completion from my TypeScript code. So this is quite a cool little interop. And I'll dive deeper into that. And so I'm going to add this router outlet. It's just a component, right? And it says this is the big hole where we're going to put routes as we navigate. So I go back to my app module. I'll turn that off in just a second here. This is that container I was talking about. So this kind of represents our application. If that component represents our UI, this is our application. We're bringing in our app component. We've got some imports. So this is like Angular running in the browser. We've got Angular's HTTP client module. We're bringing that in. We've got Angular material here. So this brings in the styling and that navbar component I was using. And then our router module. So again, this like plugs in the router to Angular and sets everything up. So the router is really easy to configure. And routing just works with components, right? We're at a component, we say, if this route happens, then let's go ahead and show this component in this space on the screen, right? Because I'm lazy, I'm going to use our generator here. So I'm going to say ng generates a component, and I'm going to call this my list view. Oops. Make sure I'm in the right bash profile. And there we go. So it will go ahead and generate for me a CSS file, an HTML file, a spec, and my list view actual component file. And I've got my app module. So you can see it's now added a folder with my list view. See, it's got your HTML, CSS, all that good stuff. And what I want to do is go back to my app module here. You can see Angular's been smart, and it's added the list view component automatically for me. And I'm going to go to my router config here. And I'm going to say, when the path, and so you see I'm getting type completion here, when the path is empty, right, when it's the default path, we want to show a component in that space. So I want to show my list view component. That makes sense to everybody? So when the URL says this, show this component in the big hole on the screen. Let's hit save. Should still be running in the background. Excellent. And you can see, because the demo gods are with me, it does say list view works. Great. So I did cheat a little bit. And what I did in the interim while I was waiting to start my talk is I went ahead and created a simple authentication service. I could spend 30 minutes talking about this, so I'm not going to. I'll release this code so you can have a look. But this is just talking to the Azure sort of authentication service. It's getting me a token, getting me my profile, all that kind of stuff. And then I've written a very, very lightweight API client. So this is just bringing in Angular's HTTP service. It's bringing in that auth service I just created. It's bringing in Rx, and we'll talk about that in just a second, and then a couple of different things. And then the other thing we're bringing in here is the Microsoft Graph type definitions, right? Because all this is going to be coming back as JSON from the Graph API. I don't know anything about that, so I can go ahead and just install this from NPM and get this nice MS object, which has then type definitions for all the things I could possibly want to do off the Open Graph API, which is nice. And I basically got two kind of methods here. So I've got an internal private one here, which is just a request, right? So this is not available to the outside world. And then I have two public methods here. I have a get messages and a get message by ID, right? And so these are very simple things. They go out to the Graph API, they make a call, they return the data back. So really what I want is when I get to my list view components, hold on up. What I want is in my list view component, right, I should arrive at it. It should go fetch a list of messages from the server and render them for me, right? This is very, very simple to do. One of the reasons I really like coming to Microsoft conferences is when we go to JavaScript conferences and we say that Angular has dependency injection, everybody looks at us like we're totally insane and why would you do that in the browser? We come to Microsoft conferences and we say, hey, we have dependency injection, and everybody knows what we're talking about. And they nod and they go, yeah, we know how that works. So it works in Angular very well. So what we're going to do, I've taken this API client service here, right? And one thing to point out is I've created a class. There's nothing special about it. It's not like API client extends something, whatever. It's just a class. We decorate it and say this is something that we want to basically make injectable. And you can see I go down to my ng module, again, my app container, and I say I want to go ahead and provide that auth service, right? So we're giving it to the injector to say, here's the instance of the thing, and then we can ask for it. So if I go back to my list view component here, one of the really cool things, we're using TypeScript, right? So this is all TypeScript. And I'm going to say from the, what do I call it? Don't actually remember what I called the thing. Yeah, Open Graph. And I have my API client in there. Now, this is a really, really nice thing that came out of the kind of marriage between Angular and TypeScript, right, is that if I was not using dependency injection, if I was not using Angular, I would want to express that this list view component, right, depends on some sort of service. So I would do this anyway, and I would say something like API client is a of type API client, right? So this is the class I created. What I'm saying is this constructor should expect to be given an instance of this API client type, right? So you would do this anyway, and what's nice is because we're deeply integrated with TypeScript, you don't have to do anything else. So actually, this is all we need to say. And you can see now, if we go ahead and boot this up, there's a little window. You can see it's actually created an instance of my API client for me, right? So this is nothing else. We've just said, here's a class, Angular, here it is, and at any point elsewhere in the application, you can inject it and ask for it. That makes sense to everybody? ish. Yeah, cool. So my API client has a couple of things, and what I'm actually going to do here is just say this is going to be private. If you've not done this before, this actually makes this.api client available on the class elsewhere, which is handy. And so I'm going to say this.api client.getMessages. This is in that little service that I wrote. And if you've done most JavaScript, you've probably thought I was going to write then on the end of this. I'm actually going to write subscribe. This is an observable. This comes from the Reactive Extensions project, which we use inside of Angular. Again, I could do like another 30-minute talk on that. Come talk to me afterwards if you want to kind of understand more about observables. The idea is they're very much like promises. They have some pretty cool properties, like you can cancel them, they'll give you multiple values, whatever. But in this case, we're using it basically just like a, you know, a set of, like a promise. So I'm just going to make sure this works, and so I'm going to call my, you know, this.api client.getMessages, subscribe, and just log the value out. Now I'm actually going to sign in because this keeps annoying me. And so what we see is it actually goes out to the internet, goes and fetches this list of objects, and just renders them out to the screen, right? So typically what you would do in an Angular app is you would say, I have a messages list, and it's a list of type. Let me grab my little module here. So I'm going to grab that type definition, right? Because this is where type definition actually starts to matter a little bit. So in my list view components, what did I just do there? Let's get rid of that. And what I want to say is this is of type ms.message. Yeah. What we actually want to render in this is a list of messages, right? So it's a list of the Microsoft message type. And again, I have no idea what's in this message thing. I just say that this is the type of thing I want. My API client returns that. You can see that actually, if you look at the spec, it'll tell us that. What we can basically say is API client.getMessages.subscribe. This will come out as messages. And then if we look at this, so that's a type of parameter messages, which means they match. And we can say this.messages equals messages. So assigning somebody to this makes it available to your component's template, right? So we can go to the template here. Instead of saying list view works, what we want to do is render a list of these messages, right? So I can say UL, well, I. And if you've not done something like Angular or React or any of these other frameworks, right, the thing you normally have to go here and do, try that again, is you would actually then go and start to write a bunch of imperative code that creates divs and creates DOMs and sets properties and blah, 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 blah. We do that for you under the hood, so you don't actually have to do that. So what I'm going to say is ng4. So this is just like a for loop you would write in JavaScript, right? It's for of. So I'm going to say for let message of messages, right? Go ahead and render for me something about the message. And I think in this case, there is a message.id. And you can see, I don't know anything about this, but again, I'm in my template here. And because I told TypeScript, hey, this thing is of type messages, when I get to my template, it knows that we're iterating over messages, so this is a message, and I get then, again, type completion, which is really awesome. So we can save that, or we can do anything like body, or content, or anything like this. I think I'm just going to say message.id for the moment. And hopefully what we'll see, we go ahead and log back in, and you can see it's rendered a totally unusable ID, but it is there, right? So again, the goal here is you tell Angular sort of what you want to do, not how to do it, and it's Angular's job to kind of actually make it happen on the screen, right? So what we actually want to do here probably is slightly different. I'm going to, again, cheat because I'm terrible at CSS. So Gilka, our friends from the Material Project, they have a really nice set of lists that I can just copy and paste in my demo, which is great. So we'll do something like a navigation list. How about that? That'll work. Drop that in. We've got an empty list item. Leave that off for the moment. Messages and message. And then hopefully there's something like message dot, oh, I don't know. Is there a subject? Yeah, look at that. It's there. And it's just text. Cool. So we wanted to show the subject on the empty list. Hopefully this will work a little bit better this time. Go ahead and sign in. Cool. So you can see that one of those messages coming up. Message of messages, ng4, let message of messages, message.subject. Cool. And then really what I want to say is actually navigate from here. So MD list item, and so actually to do a link this way, we can just say router link. So again, this comes about adding the Angular module, so ng4. And what I want to say is go to message.id, right? Because the ID is the unique key. So what we want to say is when we click on one of these list items, right, navigate to messages/ that really long ID, show the component that's relevant, and we'll log it up from there. Right? So let's go back to our generator here. We're going to generate another one. We'll call this the detail view. That will get generated. Just go add it to our module config real quick. So this time what we want to say is if the path is parameterized, right? Because it's not just going to be /1 or /2. It's going to be some parameter. So we can just say ID, basically, or we can say something like messages/ID. In this case, I'm just going to say ID. And then what we want to happen is our component should be our detail view components, right? No complaining. I don't know why that, so it's a breakpoint. Great. What's that? The 47 copies of login that I have open. Yes, yes, yes. Anybody know why that stopped popping up and has now become a thing? No? Okay. So you can see most of these don't have subjects, but I do have Sarah Davis has a French group. And you can see, you may not be able to see at the bottom of the screen there, it's now created this really wacky long URL. Click on this, it'll route to that. We go to detail view works, right? So we've gone from A to B. I should be able to navigate backwards. Yep, great. So now what we want to do is we've navigated from A to B, right? We've got this parameter between the two things. So that's the ID of the thing. So I'm going to go into my detail view component here, into the component class itself, and say import from Angular's router. And again, we're going to use dependency injection here, right? Because the router has some piece of information that we need. So we're just going to inject the router. And actually, what we're going to inject is the activated route, which is also injectable. So I can say constructor is the route, so that's the activated route. And then on the route, I get all kinds of params and options and all things like this, so I can say, you know, route.params, and this would have that ID property that I'd keyed off of the config that I set up, right? So I'm gonna do a bit of reactivity here, so I'm gonna say route.params.switchMap. So this means each time the parameters change, call this function that I'm going to pass in and return the work. So again, we're just sort of chaining. It's very much like promises. We're just chaining work here, right? Because if you think about it, when you're in an application and you're navigating from message 1 to message 2 to message 3 to message 4, you don't necessarily want to have to reconstruct this entire page, right? Really all that's changing is probably the subject of the email, the sender, and the body. So rather than constructing the whole component every time, we can just listen for the parameters changing, go fetch data, right, and update the UI. So I'm going to say here, this is params coming out. Now, I'm going to cheat a little bit here, because TypeScript doesn't know anything about the params that I passed in. We're working on that. So I'm just going to say, basically, the other thing I need here. So I got my route, but I also need to get my auth service, my API service, open graph. Great. So I've got my open graph service. Go ahead and inject this as well, all right? So I can just say, you know, my API, it's of type API service. And I mean here now, so I can say API.getMessageById params. And this is where I'm cheating, right? So I'm just going to quote this, cover your eyes bad and you didn't see me do this. So this is params, right? And again, this ID key here matches up with the ID that I parameterized here, right? Go back to my detail view, right? So again, we're going to actually wait for the params to come in. Go ahead and make a request, and then return that and subscribe to this. So hopefully what we'll see come out here is our actual value. And in the interim, while it's doing its thing, I'm going to say that the message is, again, of type that message is of type ms.message. Great. this.message is the message. Oops, is the V. And if we go back to our HTML, now I can say H1 message. Oops, make sure that comes up. Message, ms.message, cool. So I can do message.subject, I believe was the thing we were looking for. Goodbye, sign to your account, Microsoft, localhost 4200. Cool. So, logged in, navigate through. Fire explosion in the console, 29 seconds left. Can we make this work? Ah! Great, so detail view, oh great, so this is a good thing to say. So, problem here is that this message is arriving asynchronously, right? So Angular is trying to access this property subject that doesn't exist at the time of rendering. Oops. So I can just say message.subject. We've got a safe navigation operator, and Angular will handle that for you. Refresh. With any luck, let's log in. Sarah Davis has added you to the French group, and now we've gotten all the way through with 2 seconds to spare. Awesome. Cool. So I'm going to cheat a little bit. Thank you for listening to that. That's really just a taste of what we can do. I could do like 2.5 hours talking about this. Questions, comments, concerns, come and see me. We'll be at the AngularJS booth for another hour or so. Thanks for coming, y'all.